So we'll go ahead and get started. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your host, Gil, Black Hole Comics, and we're doing another geeky background check. And I'm here with the one, the only, player one. It's Mark Cooper.
Pleasure. How are you?
What's going on, man?
Another day in paradise. You know how that is.
I got to say, man, like, I feel like it's kind of surreal just because, like, it blew my mind that I've been messing with your music for a little bit, right? Like, when I do reels and stuff like that, or I put up stories, I look for something that incorporates both geeky culture and, like, I love rap, hip hop, all that stuff. And you bring both of those and you mash them. And I was just like, oh, like, I just felt like I was like, someone was fucking with me, man. Like, I was like, there's no fucking way. I was like, I closed Instagram and I opened him back up and I was like, wow, like, he really liked my shit and he really started following me. Like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
Oh, yeah. I'm just very excited about it. I get excited when individuals like to use my creations, part of theirs, and merge them together. So it means a lot. I try my best to reach out to anybody who's ever used or anything just to say thanks. And then I try following at the same time, because if you took the effort to check out some things I did, you know, I could take the effort to respond with the love and support for your channel.
Yeah, like, it just honestly, like, blew my mind. And I was like, I didn't even think, I was like, wait, is Mark on, like, I didn't even check, like, if you were on Instagram. I don't know why, just because, like, some people, they're there, like, one day, gone the next. So I'm just like, eh, whatever, you know, like, it's not that big of a deal. But then when I got the confirmation, I was like, holy shit. I thought that was, like, so insane. It was the Green Ranger Shredder reel that I used, like, the Green Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
On, and I was just like, because there's nothing really, like, that, of course, like, blends the two of Power Rangers and Teenage Ninja Turtles, but I was like, Power Rangers works out perfect because It was like with the action figure of the crossover. So
that, yeah. And it was that or the other when you were a kid. It was either you were a Power Ranger fan or a Ninja Turtle fan, because they came on at the same time. So you had to make a choice. that's our life.
What about you?
You'd say, well, I definitely Power Rangers. Yeah.
Power Rangers. Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get started with geeky background check. And it is a gauntlet of questions. If you don't pass, man, I got to kick you off, regardless of who you are.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it's either a pass or a fail.
Okay.
So I'm hoping you pass, bro. I'm just kidding. Right. Nobody's ever failed before. I already know for a fact that you're
I was ready either way. I was ready either way. I would have took that merry way if I had to. I understand. Nah.
I already know that you're gonna pass. So, anyways, geeky background check. We just try to find out, where did all this start for you? Is it something that started off in childhood? Something found recently? What exactly got you into it, and who got you into it?
Well, to be honest, it was definitely since I was a kid. I loved Saturday morning cartoons. I loved, you know, like, certain animes. My cousin would bring over the VHS tapes, and we were seeing, you know, like, the sub Dragon Ball Z and Ronin Warriors and all that stuff growing up as a kid. Toonami Kid, of course. I was the running off the bus, getting the snacks ready for, you know, for Toonami, the watching, you know, Dragon Ball Z or Reboot or whatever was on at that time. Like, I love that.
Love that you bring up Reboot, because, like, literally nobody ever remembers that ever.
Reboot was like one of the first, I think, like, CGI, you know, like, 3D animated ones, because that was the test run before they tried Beast Wars with it later.
That's what it seemed
like. And I love Beast Wars, so yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you. Finally, somebody. Mm. Man of culture, I see.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can't be a cheater to that, you know?
Hey, there we go. There we go. Love it. I love it. That was a good one. So after the introduction, we go into our first segment, is comic books. So are you into comics? And if you're not into comics and or manga, and what got you into that?
Well, to be honest, I did read comics and stuff for a while, but I believe at my age, I really want to dive more into the comics, especially, like, I'm interested, and I've been a fan of the Telltale series of the Walking Dead stuff. So I'm thinking about actually going into the comic book or, you know, to read about that some more, because I'm really inspired by the story. But I also want to read into the Power Rangers stuff too, and really dive in and really go back into it. So I got lucky, went to a store, and they had a whole bunch of DVD seasons of like all Power Rangers and things like that. They're really dirt cheap, so I went and picked them up. So now I'm just kind of re-watching and re-enjoying those things I loved as a kid.
Gotcha. Oh yeah, absolutely. Have you so you're gonna try to go into the comic books of Power Rangers as well?
Yeah. I've heard about this new chapter apparently where the certain Power Rangers got true forms where they can summon other Rangers, like a Avengers portal, like Doctor Strange type deal. I'm really excited about it. So yeah.
Okay, yeah. There's a bunch of crazy stuff. Did you hear anything about the Lord Draken stuff that happened a few years ago?
I know vaguely a little bit about it. I know it's, you know, small things like, you know, Tommy was captured and things like that. Cause I played the video game too.
So, oh, okay, gotcha.
So the video game kind of caught me up to speed with the Pink Slayer and, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah. This is a bunch of crazy shit that happened just with like them expanding past the show. And like, I think that's what I like so much about the Power Ranger comics and why I mess with them for so long is because like the story that they tell, like kind of a little bit like was whatever we got during the show, but there's so much other stuff, you know, the bullshit that they had to deal with, like of actually like growing up, being kids, being teenagers in school, stuff going on with their friends, and then all, you know, balancing all that stuff with also being a superhero, and then different timelines where we started getting stuff from people from the future, people from the past, and all this other stuff. And just I think the comics just did a lot for the IP of Power Rangers, because there was also like other previous Power Rangers being killed, which was like, oh shit, it's actually starting to get bloody. Definitely dope.
So I'm really excited about it.
All right. So collectibles, action figures. is it something that you still partake in? And if so, where did it start? When did it start?
I started the action figure thing since I was a kid. So all when the Saturday morning cartoons rolled in, there's the Power Ranger action figures. There's the Zords. There's all those. And I also got some figurines to the left of me as well, like some Dragon Ball Z stuff. I'm just started collecting them this year again to start those things, just to put them together. But I remember, like, I used to have heavy X-Men toys, wrestling stuff. I was definitely a fan of that, and mostly Power Rangers stuff. So I just remember all those things.
Yes, sir. I know the new stuff is just, like, it's just so crazy to see, like, you know, the new action figures and the stuff that we used to get. Is like all this new stuff like shits on what we used to have, but it's like way better now.
Yeah, kind of. But the thing is about it that's interesting is that it forced us to have an imagination.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
So it's great that they have these amazing toys and we would love to have it. But now we're in an era where people watch other kids play with toys because they make a storyline for it and people follow along and things like that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I remember like if we didn't cut the grass for like a little while, I would go and take like a couple different army men out there and like they'd be against like the Predator or like an alien.
Yeah.
You know, like on a jungle mission and then get ambushed.
Right. I did the all the cars. I used to have a lot of Hot Wheels cars and things like that. And I would pretend that the cars would have, I never told this story, like the cars would have like their personalities and stuff. And then they'll go in the race and, you know, kind of talking crap against each other kind of thing.
Oh, so cars before cars?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. It was cars.
They stole it from you?
Yep. I guess so. I mean, it's funny because I worked for Disney for 6 years.
Holy shit, did you?
Yes, I used to live out in California back in 2010 and 2012. I was part of the Disney College Program internship.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
I lived out there for a little bit, and I did Florida once. So it was definitely a great experience, but I understand. I was there when they built Cars Land, so I kind of had that thought in my head. I was like, I should have told these kids, but, you know, these people, but I was only like 8 or 9, so I had no idea.
That's funny. Me and my brothers, we would like put our little Hot Wheels like on the driveway and then be like, 3, 2, 1, go. And then whoever got down first would win.
Yep, same deal. And I watched this new guy that's been there's two people. There's one guy that does races as in who would win Goku or Vegeta and have a car that's like that, and it would go on the same track. Okay. And then there's another person who does treadmill stuff. So what happens is he'll have the cars or whatever on the treadmill and speed it up and see what cars survive.
It starts off with like 10 of them, right?
Yeah.
And like different, yeah, and then they like turn up and they like flip and awesome. All this other shit.
Yeah, it was definitely awesome.
It's pretty, that's pretty interesting to watch. So to pivot from collectibles, the next segment would be anime and animation. Is anime something that you were into as a kid? And if not, were you ever into anime? Is it something that you're into now?
Oh, no, I definitely loved anime even when I was growing up. You know what I mean? Like, course, just like everybody else, we were all introduced to Nami, or it was Channel 38 WADL or anything like that, where they would show obscure anime, like from Yu Yu Hakusho to, you know, to Akira to Inuyasha or any of those aspects. So I was into more on the cartoon side than that. But as I got older, I got more into seeing the anime because anime became more, you know, more available. Yeah. Well, not necessarily a way of life, but more available to be able to check out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the nice thing, man. It's like I was telling my daughter, like, we live in a golden age to be, you know, like a geek, a nerd, and to even just to be an anime fan in general, because before it was just Adult Swim and or Toonami, you know, and then other than that, it was like whenever they showed Pokemon, technically, you know, an anime, Yu-Gi-Oh, technically, and then like you said, like those other random channels that would maybe have like a 1 hour block and stuff like that. When I was a kid, I think like 5, 6, they had a 1 hour block of Ronin Warriors and Sailor Moon. First would be Sailor Moon and then Ronin Warriors right after.
5 and 5:30. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's that was like my first introduction to anime, and I didn't even know that it was anime. I was like, I mean, it is kind of cool. And then like once I got older, I was like, oh, okay, so that was anime. Cool. Right. All right. Yeah. So now we could like just watch anything and everything now, which is pretty awesome. And then rewatch everything. Like I'm rewatching Afro Samurai in the background right now.
Yeah, I see.
That's a goat anime, if you ask me.
Yes, it is. Definitely. Definitely on my list for that, for sure.
All right, cool. That's good to hear that you're a fan of anime. After that would be gaming. I know for a fact this is something that you're into. I mean, who wears a power glove and not into gaming? I mean, come on.
That would be me. It's like, I'm just joking.
Right?
No. I'm definitely that same thing, childhood. Like, all that stuff is where it need to be. I was one of those kids that liked to play outside, but when it wasn't days I couldn't play outside, I would play the game.
Yeah, facts.
So those are the types of things I was really into. My cousins were into it. I was into it, and it was just something super fun.
Absolutely. And then to get like the small little tournaments going on between like your family members or
cousins, yeah,
whatever the case may be.
I used to play Mortal Kombat 2 with my own mom.
And no mercy, fatalities on her and everything.
Yeah, no mercy. And she was actually pretty good too.
Was she?
She learned that drop thing from Melina and learned how to keep doing it so I couldn't block it, so she would win. So, you know.
That's awesome. That's funny too. That's really fucking cool, dude.
Oh yeah.
I try to do it now, like with my kids. I have two little ones. One's 14. One's 11. And I still gotta, you know, whip that ass.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely. It's no mercy at all.
Nah, not at all. We went to San Diego Comic Con a couple of weeks ago, and they had Dragon Ball FighterZ outside.
How was that? I always wanted to go to. I didn't get a chance to go to San Diego, unfortunately. But like, art was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was fun. I didn't hold back on my kids at all. I definitely whooped that ass. So I let them know that dad still got it.
It's the only way you learn, you know?
Yeah. But I have learned over the years, I suck at shooters and I'm better at fighters. So if it would have been a shooting game, I probably would have got whooped.
Well, yeah, shooters is my realm. I would say I'm more of a strong shooter than fighters game.
Yeah, I'm more of it. See, I know my lane and I stick to it. I'm like, if it would have been a shooter, I'd have been like, no, you guys go ahead. You guys play. You guys play together. Daddy will say, I'll watch.
Gotcha.
So after gaming would be TV and movies. What's one of your favorite TV franchises and or movie franchises? Doesn't necessarily have to be geeky, but.
No, I mean, I'm a heavy 80s head. So you'll see a lot of, you know, your Terminator series, your Rocky series. I love those. TV, man. I don't know where to start because it's like a lot of different things. I like, of course, I like the Expendables series. I like the 80s action movie stuff. Like, that's super heavy for me. Television series. I mean, I guess I would say Cobra Kai. I would say a lot of those TV series because...
It's perfect, right? It's still the 80s stuff. It's like in the vein of the 80s.
Yep. I like all those. Yeah. I like, you know, things that kind of reflect from the past, the things that you know, nostalgic-based stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. One series I definitely can't get away from and, like, I kind of rewatch over the years, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yep. I love that series. And just
that, Family Matters, and, yeah, Different World, all that stuff where... Or something else, and it's those type of series hit different now.
Oh, definitely, man. The life lessons and
when you look at it from a completely different perspective, yeah,
dude. Like, I want to say like one, like a little bit after I first like had kids, like 10 years ago when they were still like a lot younger. When I watched the episode where Will's dad comes back, leaves. Holy shit! Did it make me cry? I was like. What the fuck? I didn't care when I was a kid. It was just like, whatever, you know, type of deal. But as a dad and like, or just even as a person when you're older and like those feelings get brought up to you, like as an adult and you can fully comprehend the situation and everything going on, it hits different. It's just like, holy shit.
Yeah, that hits different. And the episode where Carlton gets a gun because he got mugged. Yeah. Or, you know, he got robbed or whatever. Yep. And then, you know, Will went and saved his life. He's like, give me the gun. And it, you know, I mean, that hits different for a lot of people because they're like, well, you get scared, but you'd want to make sure that never happens to you again. But don't let certain situations like that change you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that those two are the probably some of the strongest episodes that there are out of that series.
Oh, yeah.
Insane. Great fucking episodes. Well, I'd say that you definitely do pass, and
yay,
wasn't too bad, right? It was painless.
No, not at all.
See, I wasn't worried about you at all. Like, to be honest, I knew that you were gonna pass.
Well, I appreciate that.
So, for people out there that don't know who It's Mark Cooper, who is It's Mark Cooper?
Oh, my name is Mark Cooper. I'm from Detroit. We're done. I'm just kidding. My name is Mark Cooper, a.k.a. Player One. My Detroit city, you know, Detroit, Michigan, Motor City. And I'm an artist, what's called a nerdcore artist, which is an artist that focuses heavily on the geek culture based on the music we create, just using those particular fandoms to create the things I love to create. I'm also a producer. I do film scores. And I'm also a high school teacher as well. So this will be my second year teaching at a high school, which is really cool. I teach film, music, and things like that. And, I'm just your average nerd that wears a Nintendo Power Glove from time to time. And that's pretty much where I'm at. You mute yourself.
My bad. It seems like you wear multiple hats as well.
Yeah.
Besides just the power drill, which is pretty awesome, man.
Oh, yeah.
And I just realized I probably should have asked you to properly introduce, like, what you're about and who you are to begin with, but oh well, we roll with the punches around here.
Oh no, so that's fine. Good. Yeah, I'm ready for anything. We're good.
Alrighty. So what's behind the player one?
Well, player one is based on a series I made, the player one series. It's like and I just finished it this past February. It was a 7-year process, which are 5 albums. It's being trapped in a video game called Nerdcore. And then I have a villain named Major Label that's trying to trap all the nerds in one box kind of thing.
Oh, man.
So what I would do is I would have the power glove, which I call the AllSpark, because it holds everything given to me by Optimus Prime. So I could be able to store all the nerd memories and things like that also. And now I'll have rigorous tests and things like that, testing my geek background. So when you are doing this, is exactly how my albums are set up.
That's awesome.
So I went through that. I get an AI named Sabrina. She kind of guides me through the game a little bit. You get to meet different kinds of characters, different voice actors, stuff like that. So I kind of make it like its own universe in a sense. So
That is legit awesome. That is cool.
Yep. So I just kind of combined them all together in an album form. And then now it's just getting ready to make some visuals for it. I waited some time for it, and I wanted to be in the right space of how I wrote the stuff. So, yeah.
It'd be really cool to do like an anime series, definitely like an animated series type of thing, like a Saturday morning short, like couple minutes type of thing, like a small YouTube series. That would be sick as hell.
Yeah, it definitely would be, especially when I already got beat tapes of Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, just throw it. Oh my god, that would pair so well. It would be so awesome. This, I'm just like, it's going on in my head. I just can't wait to see what you come up with. It would be dope, Mark.
I'm excited too. I'm just legit. Trying to make sure I get it where I wanted to be.
And how can everybody listen to your tapes?
Easy. They could just go to either my website, itsmarkcooper.com, or you could just go to rain.bandcamp.com, and that's all on my Instagram, all on my Twitter, all these things. You'll be able to click the link, yep, and it'll be all set up where it needs to be.
Oh, my gosh. That is legit awesome. Would you be able to share some of your music with us, just so maybe?
Absolutely.
And then maybe just narrate for us, like, what influenced and everything like that.
Yeah, we definitely can. I mean, what you need?
Whatever you're willing to share with us, man.
Okay, awesome. Let's go. So how do you want me to do that?
Let me see.
Is this a pause moment or?
No, not even. We could keep it going. I thought you were playing music earlier when I first hopped on.
Would you be able to put? Like a shared screen kind of thing?
You don't have to. You could just play it there. If not, I could share my screen and I could pull up your music on YouTube.
Yeah, can you do that? That'd be awesome. I'm just really confused. I got a newer music video if you want to see that.
Yeah.
Yep, so go ahead. It should be Mark Cooper Player One.
Mark Cooper Player One.
Yep.
So let's go ahead. Here goes Mark's YouTube page. You go ahead.
And it's right and there. Subscribe. See it? Second one. Yep.
The second one? Player one. Let's go ahead and we'll pull that up. And then I'm going to go ahead and blow this up. So hopefully everybody out there is watching, but if you're not and you're just listening, I mean, you can obviously hear the music, but you won't be able to see the visuals. Mark, go ahead, take it away, man, if you want to narrate everything.
Allow
going.
Me to reintroduce I'll let it finish myself up here. On player one. Player, 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 player.
Player, player. When I say player, you say one. Player, player. When I say
player, you say one.
Gotta say that jacket
player,
is really dope.
Player, oh, yeah. When I say player, you say one. Player, player. When I say player, you say one. Yeah. Put
the switch, I'm quick to get it started. Ready to save the game, the flow's memory carded. Error the heavy hearted, 80s baby in the carpet. Straight running out of lives, the level getting restarted. Up, pay attention, that's not all you remember. You think I'm higher boosted, the way I'm guiding these ninjas. A shredder of a competition, they call me Master Splinter. I wish your body would like I was floating in the river. I'm just stating facts, you on a water brother. That's undercover, I could be an animaniac. So give me your energy, hands reaching it worldwide. I reach souls without even using a bankai. Without a battle cry, I guarantee I'm the Ryo of wildfire. The hack and slash, you'll start and fly. So I apologize, the game's just begun. Solo missions, and I'm player one.
I say player, you say one.
Player,
one.
Player,
when I say player, you say one.
I gotta say the references.
Player,
oh yeah.
When I say player, you say one.
Player,
one.
Player,
one. When I say player, you say one.
Take a gander, the words are controversial. Look at you, look at me, I'm that Old Spice commercial. The way I hop over hurdles like Donatello in purple. And say I really did it, would I even ask your Urkel like? Why your line so outdated, suspenders? Caught up in the mix like it's a blender. I know we've been nerds, but you don't have to keep saying these pop references. Nobody remembers. So I stay in the lane, rubbing the covenant coming. Master Chief with Cortana straight buzzing me, y'all. Walk in my shoes, you'll probably fall. I'm a leader, that's why the rest follow me, y'all. Cause I come with no fear when I finally brawl. For the family, my courage ain't cowardly, y'all. So I'ma soar for the sky until I reach the sun. A lot of multiplayers, but I'm player one.
I say player, you say one.
Player,
one.
Player,
one. When I say player, you say one.
Player,
one.
Player,
one. When I say player, you say one.
Player,
one.
Player,
one. When I say player, you say one.
I'm from the west side of Detroit City, and player one is in the house. I'm from the west side of Detroit City, and player one is in the house.
When I say player, you say one.
Player,
one.
Player,
one. When I say player, you say one.
Player,
one.
Player,
one. When I say player, you say one.
Player,
one.
Player,
one. When I say player, you say one. Yeah.
Bravo, I gotta say, that's a 10 out of 10 right there.
Well, that means a lot, man. Thank you so much.
That it's just so crazy. The references that you use, you brought up Ninja Turtles multiple times. You know, Ryo the Wildfire, that's Ronin Warriors. Bankai, that's Bleach. I feel like I'm gonna mess up here because there's like so many other ones that you said, and like, they went in and I was like, oh, try to remember all of them. But like, you had so many more that it's just like, holy shit. Like how many references did you have there?
A good amount, man. To be honest, some Courage the Cowardly Dog stuff, some yeah. Halo stuff, some, yeah.
Alita.
Yep.
I want to say there was probably like close to 30, if I'm not mistaken. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, man, that is. That is crazy. That is really fucking crazy, man. Like, and I gotta love it, bro, because like, if I mean, I'm a fan of music. I love all different kinds of music, but my first and favorite is like rap and hip hop. So, and the fact that you're mixing it with pop culture and nerddom and comics and anime and this and that, this definitely sticks out more to me than anybody else, I gotta say.
Oh, well that means a lot, man. I try my best to do what I can.
Then I do see, did you play a part in, what do you call it? Unworthy?
I did the music score.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God damn it. What is it called? Blurred Visions, thing.
Yeah. Blurred Vision, mm-hmm. Or Unworthy Productions. Yep.
Unworthy Productions. What's the name of the series of the Power Rangers series? Power is it Rangers Unworthy? Unworthy. There we go. Power Rangers Unworthy. Yeah. That one's a really good. I did not know that you were involved with that. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. How'd you, if you don't mind sidetracking, how'd you get involved with that? Or how did you mess up with Blizzard?
I was a fan, and then I just kind of messaged, and you know, I just appreciate, you know, because they found it, they found me through using my Power Ranger song. So they would use the Black Ranger song in their stuff. So I applied and said, hey, thanks, I appreciate it. And they were like, awesome. And I said, hey, do you got somebody doing your film scores? Because I was getting brand new into it. And they said, well, no, we don't. And I was like, sure, I'll be able to help. And then the rest is history.
Dude, that is awesome. That is really fucking cool. Is there any other music that you want to share and go over with?
Sure, we could share one more. I know a lot of my shooter stuff. If you stroll all the way up, what would you actually like to hear? Like, what kind of stuff are you thinking? I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was like.
Go to playlist.
What do we share? That's what I was like, man. Oh, okay, damn. Up, so. Okay, here we go. We got the Rangers. Let's mess with the Ranger.
All right, go ahead and pick. Yep, there you go.
Well, that one, I think I double clicked. No, so. This one, though.
The protagonist, number one in the attackers list. Taking on the starting five on the field in the practices. Laying off the mattresses, pillow covers will follow you. Sorry to bother you, name is Tommy Oliver. Swing with the sword of darkness, stab with a dragon dagger. I'm the ranger, your leaders is going after. I'm much faster, reader can't control this. Jason wanted to smoke, so I told him to hold this. This whole place, get out the Megazord now. And then I blew up and took the Megazord down. Let me see through the stab to the ground. Understand, I am the biggest ranger. Get the metaphor now? I'm here to stay. Goldar, no, not to play. I'm nothing like T'Challa when his power's getting stripped away. Anytime, any day, to the villains that want more. With the perfect notes, I make the Dragonzord roar. I'm the one they adore. All villains are four. Fire finger missiles, Michael Bay's galore. You wanna turn big? And there may be some hope, cause all over the world they recognize me as the GOAT.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
That's really, 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 really awesome.
I appreciate it. Like I said, I'm just excited in general about all this stuff.
Yeah. So do you have anything in the works right now? Like what's the next thing that you're doing? So are you just working on getting it kind of like doing the animations for Player One?
Nope. I actually come out with the Power Ranger album that's for the redux of this project. Mm-hmm. That comes out the 28th, so like 13 days.
Oh, damn. Okay.
And like a full version of the Ranger raps. I did the entire Zordon era.
Ding. Okay. So,
you know, each one of those Rangers is about each Ranger. So I did a verse about each Ranger for that. Now I'm literally going through all of them. So, you know, if I had Zach, now there's an Adam verse or Aisha verse or Rocky or Blake or TJ. You know, I went the whole
Zordon. Everything that Zordon's, that is fucking it awesome. And if you ask me, that's one of the brand best. New
songs too. So it works out.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say Zordon is some of the best Power Ranger stuff, period. And I didn't know how it was going to be after Zordon, but not bad.
Oh yeah,
anime.
Well, you can go to Geraldsfield. That's the newest album.
Okay,
and go to a song called Nintendo.
Nintendo, second one. Okay, yep. Let's go ahead.
Californians have a choice between two initiatives on sports betting: Prop 27.
Yep, skip that. You can skip the ad. Yep.
There we go. I got a phone call at the same time. There we go.
Yeah.
Nintendo.
It's a game to me. Smicky. Back in the days, I was a little Mac. Bar heavy, letting the punch out when I spit a rap. Holding an iron mic, trying to become Mickey Facts. Licensed to carry, I'm letting the chrono trigger clap. Got a copper mansion, I'm wondering where Luigi at. Rap Robin Williams, I swear the game genie back. King of math, Mario Maker, nobody beating that. Contra, letting it ring, they thought it's pretty crack. How I think of that? Legend of Zelda, my mind just linked the tracks. Fly, pilot wings attack. You see the cardigan Gucci, I'm fresh, stunting, soul controller. Cashmere, plus it got red.
buttons, hey B. If I start to select a game, get worried with the zap or blow a cartridge like my name was Kirby. Be afraid and scurry, cause my resident evil, GoldenEye, you thought you wasn't getting a sequel.
I'm from the team, yo, 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 yo. Playing one is my name and all my friends know, no, 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 no. No cheat codes in this game. If it's AB, up, down, left, right, 99 lives, I'm fighting the fight. Every night I'm talking to him, yo. No, I'm just playing the game, yeah.
I used to go in the castle, get told I was out of place. Now I'm in Castlevania, whipping all in the shape. Keep 120, no time limits, alarm me. You move according to numbers, you roll with Mario Party. Your skill levels are stretched like Dowsum, so I douse them in the flexible to the concept to the game. Much room to grow, star invincible mode. Watching my dreams land, absorb that in the flow. Kevin Keen of the scene, after image regime. This ninja got his supreme suit of Shinobi with skis. Power is in the glove, five fingers in unity. Others link with their bases, their triforce opportunities. Usually after one is a eulogy. Red flag, you losing me. Move grass, I boulder dash your community. It's burger time, get Peter Pepper together. I'm here to measure success in my scheme under pressure. The original player one, go to seal is required. In the game to inspire to every life is inspired.
I'm so Nintendo, go, 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 go. Play the one is my name and all my friends know, no, 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 no. No cheat codes in this game. If it's AB, up, down, left, right, 99 lives, I'm fighting the fight. Every night I'm so Nintendo. Go, 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 go. I'm just playing the game, yeah. I'm just playing the game, yeah. I'm just playing the game, yo.
Recently, a new...
Nope.
When you're busy...
No, I'm wearing ads.
I understand that.
Nah, dude, that was an awesome song.
I'm finally back to Gerald.
That was a... Gerald's Field, isn't that a... Isn't that a book series?
That's a Hey Arnold reference.
That's what it is. Gerald's Field, the empty lot, the extra empty lot, right?
Yep.
They were like having the dream of like what they're going to do with it. And then Gerald's Field, that's what, yep. I was like, hold on. There's something. I was like, I know that's from somewhere.
So if just, I called it Gerald's Field, just so I can ask, yeah. What do you think I mean when I use the metaphor Gerald's Field? If you remember the episode.
I'm trying to think. Because he just... A place for all the kids to go and have fun, right? And that everyone was treated equal and shit like that. Because I think they were talking about, like, when they went to other places, like, the older kids gave them shit and the adults and this and that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So, Gerald's Field, something like a... where everybody could go, chill, have fun, something like AR type of thing. I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, it's pretty much nail on the head. What it is what happened is Major made a place that's like, it's called Gerald's Field, the land of the lost players.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what it is that all the nerds were in this one space like Gerald's Field. But the thing is, it's like nerddom wasn't cool until they saw what was the room. So here comes everybody else, you know, like, hey, move over, nerds. You know what I mean? We think this is cool now.
That's kind of like a real life, if you ask me, because yep. Before, like, if I remember back in high school, people thought that I was kind of weird because I still played video games. I read comic books and stuff like that. However, like I participated in all that, but I still played sports. I was still
same
on the football team, still playing baseball on the baseball team. I did, you know, a bunch of other shit. And they're like, but why are you doing all that geeky shit? Because I was like, I fucking like it. That's why, bro. What do you mean?
Right.
And it's like you get called weird or odd or different and this and that, like as if it, like you should be ashamed of it or anything like that. And it's like, but I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not I'm proud to be who I am.
Yep.
So, well, that's cool, man. Gerald Field.
Yep, and that's the final. That's the final album that came out this this past February.
So, what's the first? So, from one to Gerald Field, what's the first installment?
I Am Player One. Then it goes to the AllSpark.
AllSpark.
Then Test Drive.
Test Drive.
Success and Failure. And then Gerald's Field.
And we can listen to all that going through your link tree on your Instagram.
Absolutely.
You have Spotify, everything here.
All the stream platforms. Yep.
Then you have everything here on your YouTube as well. So you guys make sure to subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. So I'm just kind of curious here. Hold on. Before I ask the question, hold on. I have not looked through the anime one. So hold on. I want
to
look.
Yeah, you can go to My Hero Academia. That works out just fine.
I was going to say, ask you a question in regards to anime.
Sure.
Or not even just particularly anime. What's a IP that you want to rap about next that you haven't had the chance?
Kenichi.
What's Kenichi?
History's Mightiest Disciple.
What the? I'm drawing a blank on that. Hold on. Kenichi Mightiest.
But of course, there's that. There's Ronin Warriors. Obviously, I want to do that. And
okay. I remember Kenichi. I do.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that briefly. I wasn't like heavily into that. Okay, so Kenichi. I like that you do deep cuts that maybe not everybody knows about. Why Kenichi?
I just thought it was I just liked the anime. We were watching on Netflix with friends on back when Xbox used to have the parties where you could watch Netflix together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So how long do you think it'll be until we get a Kenichi?
I don't think we will. They finished it with the book and everything. I don't think we will.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Till you give us a rap about Kenichi.
Oh, song wise.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, what I am gonna do is I haven't said anything yet, so it'd be you heard it first here.
Oh shit, an exclusive.
I'm going to start something that's called the Booster Pack series because one of my projects I have is called the Super Pack, and it looks like a booster card. Because I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh in high school and college.
Love Yu-Gi-Oh.
So, yep. You said what?
I said I loved Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh yeah, definitely, but not this new format. Forget it.
I'm not a huge fan of the new stuff. Yeah.
But what I wanted to do is I would have maybe when you know what was called maxi singles, where you would release three tracks. So I would do a particular topic and release three tracks for it. So maybe like one project be called the Dojo. So I have like one about Kenichi, maybe one about Baki, and then whatever I choose for the third one. And then maybe like one that's like zombies, and you know, one about Clementine, and then one about Dying Light, and another one about Dead Rising. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like video game titles, things like that, anime titles.
Dude, fuck yeah, that's awesome.
So release those every 2 months.
You know what I was thinking about? Like, well, before I put on Afro Samurai, because like I definitely love to hear you rap about Afro's perspective. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool. Or Ninja. That would be fucking amazing.
Sure, man.
But before that, I was actually thinking, Gargoyles. Gargoyles.
Now, I do have a Saturday morning cartoon bit I am going to do.
Yeah. So you were sharing some of that stuff with me.
Yep.
Privately in the chat.
I'm thinking about doing the raps for it as well. You know what I mean? So like every 2 months, I come out with another, another booster pack. Just like
that would be
just like back in the day when you used to buy cards, it was 2 months.
yeah. Or like whenever you do like the chores, right? Then your mom or dad or whatever takes you down to the card shop or whatever,
and
you
go get
yourself a comic or go get yourself. So yeah, that's cool, dude. The booster packs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be sick as hell. I can't wait till you come out with that. Well, do you have anything else that you would like to shout out or bring up before we end this?
Well, definitely what I would say is that I just appreciate everybody who listens and check things out. Like I said, that project comes out the 28th of August on Bandcamp. but it won't come out to the 16th of September on streaming platforms because that'll be the 3-year anniversary of Ranger Raps.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yep. So, and if people use them, oh, most important, I haven't said anything about it. Like I said, is you have it first. I am coming out with an Instagram channel that's called Ranger Raps. So Ranger it'll have Raps, all okay. the particular Ranger stuff, but I'll also put everybody's video, whoever uses the songs and things like that, on the channel.
And, I'm gonna tell my boy Geeky, Gary. He loves taking action figure pictures of Rangers.
Yeah, that would be awesome. He'll have brand new songs to use it with and all that
stuff. Hell yeah, cannot wait. So again, everybody make sure to follow It's Mark Cooper on Instagram. From all there,
you can hit everywhere, TikTok, Twitch. I also Twitch on Mondays, listening to newer nerd artists. It's called Mark Cooper Monday. So you'll hear, if you're into geek music and want to hear some new people that you never really heard before, that would be the channel to go to and be observed. They're not just things that people that rap like me. They rap about Demon Slayer. They rap heavy in the anime stuff, obscure anime. Just, you know, it's really dope music. So it's good to check it out.
That's good. I did not know that. So I'm going to, well, you're going to stream actually in a little bit. So I'll make sure that I check you out and join in on that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, for sure. So I'm going to make sure to link all your stuff in the bio of this Perfect. Video. So I'll make sure to do all that. Any other shout outs?
Not that I can really think of. I mean, shout outs to my crew, Soundproof. That'd be, you know, DJ Fluff, which is my DJ, wears a television on his head. And then my partner, producer, and, you know, and hype man, Blizz, also produced the beats. He actually produced the beat of that Green Ranger song. So
I got to say, the beats, fucking A1, bro.
Yeah, you definitely got to come with good beats if you're going to do what you need to do. That's just kind of our thing.
Yeah, because, like, I meant to bring it up. I had it in my head, but during Nintendo, you could feel like the feel of like the games from back in like the 80s, the 90s, like almost.
Oh,
like
yeah, the beat itself. Yeah.
If yes, I definitely picked up on that, and I was just like, dude, that Chef's Kiss is fucking dope, man.
Fuck. Well, that means a lot, man. I like to make sure that the music all around is what it is. I like making, I'm more of a nostalgia artist, if that makes sense. I kind of, my main passion is to rap about the things I grew up with and love. That way I can be able to relate with individuals who grew up with those things too.
Absolutely. I feel that.
Yeah.
All right, guys. And I'm your host, Gil. You can follow me, Black Hole Comics, all social media. Make sure to follow The Geek Out Show on all platforms as well. You can listen to this episode, all streaming platforms for podcasts and YouTube. And remember, guys, till next time, make sure to stay geeked up and geek out. Appreciate it, bro.